This conference is being recorded.
Well, welcome back. We're going to be beginning the meditation for Hurricane Gustav. This is our fourth meditation. So we want to first of all start, but I just from my heart want to thank you all for hearing the call tonight and choosing to join with us. If you haven't already, I would appreciate if you would mute your phone and hit star 6. There'll be an opportunity later in the call that you may unmute and share your personal feelings, thanks, prayers, inspiration that may come through you to share with Hurricane Gustav. We'll do that in the middle of the meditation. This is a sacred circle. Your being here helps create that. We've got people from all over the country on this call. We've got people from all over the world holding the space for this call, this meditation, and for Hurricane Gustav to hear our prayers and meditations. As a sacred circle, it is a holy place. This is the place for you to allow, for each of us to allow the divine to work through us. For the people and the land that Gustav is approaching. For the world, because in a larger sense, he represents the storms of life. And for each of us, because we may have storms in our life as well. What we're doing tonight will be of value not just for Hurricane Gustav and the area of the Gulf Coast that he's approaching, but for each of us. As of 5 p.m. East Coast time, which is about 3 hours ago, Hurricane Gustav was a Category 3. The eye of his storm was 215 miles south-southeast of the Mississippi River's mouth, so that puts him pretty close to New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. His maximum sustainable winds were going about 115 miles per hour. They are projected, this is projection, we know that's the illusion, to increase tonight. And the hurricane force winds with close to his eye extend about 65 miles currently, and tropical storm winds from him extend 220 miles, which would account why South Florida, the Keys in South Florida, had some, depending on how far north you were from the Keys, some degree of tropical storm weather today. The concern regarding Gustav is as he continues on his path, that he really seems to be going on the path of Katrina, which brings up the concerns for that area. Will the levees hold? We do know the levees to the west of New Orleans were never repaired. There's also concern that when he hits land, since he's expected, the projection is to increase in intensity, and some are calling him potentially the worst storm of this century. Of course, we're a young century. He's expected to have a storm surge wave to go up 16 feet beyond normal and to drop some 20 inches of rainfall, which, of course, affects the holding up the levees and the flooding. And from another perspective, on the way there, he has to pass through many oil rigs and refineries that will be along the coastline. So we've come together. Because together, we can make a difference. As long as we stay in the space of knowing from our heart, not so much our head, from our feeling, from our speaking, from every cell of our being, from every vision, when we see the storm, instead of seeing it spinning clockwise or listening to reporters talk about danger, we see it spinning, instead of seeing it spinning counterclockwise as they normally do, we see it spinning clockwise. Whenever you think of the storm, you see it slowing down, cool waters, spinning clockwise. Just holding that space with love, not getting into the hype of the media or even the mayor. As we start each meditation, I share with you the message from God. And tonight is from page 126. Observe the world with childlike curiosity. observe the world with childlike curiosity. We're being asked tonight as we embark on this meditation to see external things, including Hurricane Gustav, as a child would. We're asked to change our vision from adult thinking, buying into the illusion, listening to what say, to thinking as a child does, from a feeling, intuitive level, to be childlike versus fish, to be playful, light, trusting, innocent versus jaded, to feel and know everything is possible. A child doesn't expect no. A child expects yes to every request a child makes. That's who we are to be tonight and to take with us after this meditation. And to be curious, to be open-minded, to be interested versus judging and critical. So again, our message as we go into this meditation is to observe the world with childlike curiosity. And if you will, I invite you now to go inside. Breathe into your heart center. Breathe in and feel the expansiveness inside. Connect with the ocean inside of your heart center. And as you breathe in and out, become one with the waves of the ocean of the universe. Ever so gently, ever so rhythmically, become one with the waves of the universe, of the life force that resides inside of you now. Perhaps you see a color as you let yourself surrender to the peace inside your heart, to this perfect moment. Perhaps, like me, you'll extend your arms out and really claim your divinity and feel your angel wings. And as you do, feel your heart expand that much more. And if you allow yourself, you may see a color. Whatever color it is fine. May I suggest gold or green or goldish white. Become one with this color. And with each breath, feel and see it expand wider and wider and pick up the velocity. It's probably spinning. See it spinning in a clockwise motion. This beautiful color of peace. Love, harmony, peace, joy, heartfelt life force pulsating inside of you. Become one with your heart center. Become one with the ocean current of the universe that resides inside of you. Now with me, I request that you allow this heart energy, the sphere of green and gold and white light, to radiate in all directions within yourself now. First, from your chest, feel and see it go across your shoulders, your arms, your elbows. This incredible loving energy, healing energy, the color of peace and love, the color of the life force that flows through every cell and atom of your being, passing through your arms, your hands, your fingers, extending out your fingertips. Feel your arms pulsating. Feel your fingertips pulsating with the life force. Coming back to your heart center, follow the energy as it goes down to your toes. This incredible, powerful, healing color spinning through every cell and atom of your being, soaking it with love and light and peace and joy and perfect health, and releasing all else under grace as it goes to your hips, your thighs, your knees, your legs, your feet, your toes, the bottom of your feet. See the light extending out from your toes and the bottom of your feet. This beautiful green ray pulsating. Feel it. Be one with it. The life force inside of you. And now see it coming up from your heart center, up your chest, to your throat, your mouth, your nose, your eyes, your third eye, your ears, your crown chakra. See this incredible healing green light extending through all your open orbs. Feel the energy all around you. You are now in a circle of green light with this golden white light caressing you. Feel the love. Feel the peace. Feel the healing. Feel every cell and atom of your body, every cell and atom of each and every organ. Hair on your body, radiating with divine love. If you haven't already, please mute your telephone by hitting star 6. Thank you. Feel the pulsating energy of the life force, this green, golden white light, pulsating through every cell and atom of your being, in you, through you, around you. You are in the sphere of perfect green, golden white light, a perfect sphere of pure life force, healing energy. Be conscious of your breath. Be one with this color. Be one with this energy. Feel the love that you have to be united with your true source, the divinity of your being, to be one with the life force, the God force that resides inside of you and outside of you and is always here. Feel the joy and gratitude. Become one with this divine peace and health now. And now extend your view and look across our nation and the globe, really. See all the other spirits just like you in their green globes with the pulsating love and light energy. All around them, you can see it expanding. Green glows of golden white light with each breath becoming larger and larger, brighter and brighter. And with your next breath, consciously connect with each of us now. So we're one unified globe of healing, green light, with God's golden white light all around us, embracing us, confirming we are one with the life force. We are one with God's will. We are one with the energy of peace and health, joy and love. And from this unified globe, focus your intention. Focus your intention about the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, a little closer to the Gulf Coast states, almost directly south of the New Orleans area. And there you'll see Hurricane Gustav. From our collective heart center, allow the life force, the God force, the healing energy that has really, we've opened ourselves up to receive and be, to flow from our collective heart center into the eye of Hurricane Gustav now. to the center. As they say, the eye is a window to the soul. Just pour forth 10 billion megahertz of God's pure green healing light into Gustav's eye, and as you do, see him instantly slowing down and changing his direction. He's spinning now clockwise. Imagine you can see the face of a clock and going from 12 to 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, spinning clockwise, 5, 6, 7, and as he does, the waters become cooler and cooler, 8, 9, 10, 11, and continue on, 12, 1, spinning clockwise, slowing down. And the green light that we're sending as it hits his soul, passing through his eye to his heart center, the waters instantly cool down, the winds cool down. And when you see Gustav, remember, he, like each of us, is a child of God. Be and see and feel like the child who observes Gustav with curiosity, not judgment. Simply be a curious, loving child, pouring out all your attention through your heart center, this 10 billion megahertz of green light spinning clockwise as it leaves your heart center, because it's spinning from your chakra center, spinning clockwise, entering his eye, and slowing everything down as he now slows down. You see him as a child does, with playfulness, lightness, love, and curiosity, spinning clockwise. Be one with him as a child would. Feel, see him as just an extension of you, a child of God, knowing the life force that's in each of us, individually and collectively, is within him too, right now. And just as we have all come for a purpose here in this lifetime, he has come for a purpose in his lifetime. He's trying to pack a lot in his short lifetime. From this place, as you send 10 billion megahertz of this incredible healing green light spinning in a clockwise direction through his eye to his heart center, feel love. Feel love as a child would. Joy, lightness. And from this place, I'm going to drop in a prayer request, and you may too at some point. Maybe you can, I request that you share the same as I share this. Dear Gustav, we bless you and thank you for coming here. We know you came for a message, and I'll share for a reason. I'll share your message shortly. On behalf of all of us, we request that you take the path of least destruction. You take the path of least destruction as you play out your life here now. And that when you feel it's right, when it's God's will, that you return to the nothingness from where you came as quickly as you arrived. That's my prayer. That's my request. Continue to see this incredible healing, 10 billion megahertz of green light from your heart center, spinning in a clockwise direction into Gustav's heart center. And as it does, the waters and waves all around him in all directions pour hundreds of miles in all directions. Become cool, gentle, calm. The waters calm down and become almost lower, the waves. The winds are gentle breezes, slowly decreasing in speed. And there's a coolness in the air. There's a calmness in the air. They're just light, gentle showers, cool showers. And you can see God's golden white light shining through everything, knowing all is well, and drying up the storm easily and quickly under grace. As you continue to hold this space of love for Hurricane Gustav, continuing to send from your heart center 10 billion megahertz of green light spinning in a clockwise direction, I'm going to share Gustav's message that I received just moments before we started this meditation. I asked him a message. He said, "Oh, yes. All is well. Many have heeded the call to take right action. The spotlight is shining on where Katrina passed before. My appearing again, just over 3 years since Katrina did, is an opportunity for all involved in this drama to receive a report card. Did they get the lesson from last time? Will they pass this test, and if so, at what level? The spotlight is on each player at each level, from those who live in the community to community leaders, from local state leaders to national leaders, from other government officials like those responsible for housing, levees, security. Regardless of what I do, the spotlight is on how others handle it. Peace prevails when we take right action, sooner than later. Peace is responding from love, gratitude, and joy. Peace is flowing with the unexpected and not losing yourself to stress and worry. Peace is flowing, is following higher guidance and common sense. Be at peace. All is well." Thank you, Gustav. I believe I can speak for many people. As you acknowledge, many have heeded the message. They followed your call to action. Yes, they may have followed it out of being scared, which was your intention to create that in the beginning, but they are listening. And so from there, I do request, again, from my heart center to your heart center, that you hear our collective prayers, honor our prayers and meditation. As you receive this love, that you take the path of least destruction and you return to the nothingness from where you return, started under grace now. I bless you and thank you for that, for hearing our meditation, responding to our prayers. We've been with you this whole way. We understand your purpose and are grateful for the reminder. At this time, if you'd like, you may share your thanks and gratitude with Hurricane Gustav. You just hit *6, unmute, and share what inspirations, messages, prayers, thanks come through you. As we continue to hold the space of divine love, peace, and joy, seeing the energy, the heartfelt energy from our collective heart spinning clockwise into Gustav's eye, the center of his soul. I believe there's someone there who would like to share a message. Well, then I will share back. Thank you, Gustav, for sharing the message of peace. We know you're really a messenger of peace, and we thank you for that. We bless you and thank you for continuing to slow yourself down, decrease your intensity, allow the waters all around you to become cooled, acknowledge that the people of the Gulf Coast and beyond have received your message, are honoring your message, and that you will treat them with respect as we honor and respect you. As you continue to feel the heartfelt love from your heart center going to Hurricane Gustav, spinning clockwise 10 billion megahertz of green light, please repeat with me. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I love you.
I love you.
Let's do it again. Let's do it three times so we really feel the heartfelt love as the life force flows through your words, and you say this as a child would, with love and curiosity. And play, the sense of playfulness. I honor you.
I honor you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
And I love you.
And I love you.
And as you focus on Hurricane Gustav's eye in the passageway to the center of his soul, feel your words pass right into his eye now. Feel them going there now. See them going there now, spinning clockwise. And as they do, each one's touching the ocean all around, and it just cools it down, really cool and gentle and calm. To Hurricane Gustav, from our heart center to his heart center, I love you.
I love you.
I respect you.
I respect you.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I bless you.
I bless you.
I love you.
I love you.
Just hold that space, feel that love, be the child seeing this other child, curious, wanting to be close, being one with it now. See and feel and know the God force flowing through you as 10 billion megahertz of green light is making a difference now. Yes. Gustav is spinning slower and slower, taking the path of least destruction and dissolving back to the nothingness from where he came, under grace. Okay.
May I sing my heart song to
Thank
all of you?
Thank you. This is a perfect time. Please do, Carla.
I am grace. I am love. I am peace. I am harmony. I am that I am. Thank you. I am grateful.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you,
Carla.
Nice. Thank you, Phoenix.
At this time, if there's anyone else who shares the message, this would be the time.
Well, what I'd like you to know, when I sing my heart song, and you all probably hear this certain vibration, which is unusual even to me, it has been revealed that Mother Mary, whenever I have a wish to be part of a healing source, healing power, she walks through me, and that certain vibration that you hear is that of the love of Mother Mary.
And okay, that's good. So yes. We're saying that Mother Mary's with us too, as I believe
yes.
many ascended masters are.
Yes.
We are not alone.
Yes.
We who are here know that we, and maybe, as I know many do, have called in those people to work with them even before we came together. So
yes.
we appreciate all of that realm, of the higher realms who are with us. We know they're with us. We cannot be doing this work without them. And each of us brings in that energy of whoever
even,
we work with.
And
so,
even our star brothers and sisters.
What's
thank
that?
You. I said even our star brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah. There's no limit. We all have whoever we're supposed to have working with us and through us. And that's why it's no accident who comes to the call. So let's not get caught up in that stuff right now. Let's stay focused on Hurricane Gustav.
Yes.
And the heart, and our heart centers, and the golden white light that surrounds the green energy flowing from our heart centers. Let's take one more absolute pure look and feel of love as we feel the light pouring out through us, 10 billion megahertz of green light, spinning clockwise, pulsating from our heart into Hurricane Gustav's heart, slowing him down, cooling the waters, cooling the air. Everything is gentle, light, slowing down, becoming calmer and calmer, decreasing, becoming smaller and smaller. And he's heard our request. He's honoring our request. He's shifting directions to the least destruction and returning to the nothingness from where he came, under grace now. Say your last thanks to Hurricane Gustav on this call now. Feel that
thank
love,
you.
That joy, that gratitude, to know that we've been heard, that he has been heard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Come back into our sacred circle across the globe, across the nation. Thank those who you've shared this time with.
Thank you.
Shared our collective energy with. Be conscious of that, of gratitude and thanks. Come back into your own heart center. Feel the love and light pulsating inside of you again. See that ball of green energy pulsating inside of you again. Know that the life force, the God force, resides in your heart center, in your soul, and you can be in this space at any moment and radiate pure health, love, calm, and peace, joy to every cell and atom of your being as we have done tonight, and to anything, any storm that you ever face. And transform it as we are doing now. Just be one with your heart center. Become grounded again. Stay in the space of love. See that love and light inside of you. Feel the energy, vibration of the universe that resides inside of you. And when you're ready, come back. Tonight, throughout the night, maybe you wake up in the middle of the night, think of Hurricane Gustav and think of love. See him spinning clockwise and slowing down. The projection is that his hurricane winds will be probably hitting early this morning. Could be 6, 7 o'clock Central Time. And staying on the land for quite a while through the early afternoon near the coast. You see it right. You see him slowing down, calming down, calm seas, calm breezes. cool water, cool breezes. Gentleness prevails. Lightness prevails. All is well, and God's golden white light is shining and blessing everything now.
Yes.
I bless you and thank you all for joining tonight and sharing your divineness with us, sharing your sacred self with us, and sharing the beings who work with and through you too tonight on behalf of all. Again, if you called in, joined us after we started the meditation, I'm going to give you again the playback recording number, 641-715-3440, and use the same access code you used to get into this call. And if you would like to and you're not currently on the Hurricane email list, please email me at info@messagesfromgod.com. info@messagesfromgod.com. God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.